الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم اغفر علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Brothers, please, if you want to just to chat, can you do it just outside, please? Jazakumullah khair. Respected brothers, anyone who would like to chat, can you do it outside just to finish the khatara? Now, alhamdulillah, because I think you are full of spirituality and you have plenty of time, my khatar will be the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. Okay? Or we will kill you. No. May Allah accept from all of you. Jazallah khair and jazah everyone participating in this. On top of them, our beautiful imam. Jazallah khair and all the brothers who helped in imamah. Now, how many of you have heard about the rabbi who became sahabi next, Zayd ibn Sa'na or ibn Su'unna? Okay, know this about this. When the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ came to Medina, one of the rabbis, rabbi means Habr bin al-Ahbar, or in the common language, Hakham. Hakham min Yahudi al-Madina. He was watching, observing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His name is two narrations, Zayd ibn Sa'na or Zayd ibn Su'unna. It is narrated in both ways. Allahu a'lam. It's Sa'na or Su'unna. This was one of the greatest rabbis of the Jewish of the Medina. Very powerful, full of knowledge, very well known, very rich. So he, in his sacred scripture that he has with him in the Torah, the Talmud, whatever, he has with other rabbis some certain characteristics for the prophet that will come. He has like a checklist. So with the checklist, tick, 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 everything is applicable on Prophet Muhammad except two characteristics. He wanted to test them. So he kept waiting for the chance to test this till he managed to leak it somehow. Prophet Muhammad was in a situation. Look, I will try to portray for you what happened. He was all the time trying to be close for Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, without still Prophet Muhammad knowing who's he, why he's thinking in this way. No one knows, it's just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know this little after everything happened. So at a certain time, one of the Sahaba came to Prophet Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, هناك قوم حديثوا قوم بالإسلام أصيبوا بقحط ونخشى أن يفتنوا عن دينهم. يعني نريد أن ندعمهم. One of the Sahaba came from the desert. He said, we have a group, they are new Muslim converts, and you have a hardship, problem, poverty, something. If you do not support them, still the Islam is still fragile. We need to support them. At specific moment, Prophet Muhammad did not have any kind of money, cash, gold to support. At this moment, immediately, Zayd ibn Sa'na, he came, he said, I'm ready to pay, and I can give you a loan. To Prophet Muhammad in front of the Sahaba. As I remember, فَدَفَعَ سَبْعِينَ مِثْقَالًا مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. He said, I will buy the such and such harvests, dates or some kind of grains or whatever, that will come 2 months later or 1 month later, and this is the money cash in advance. He paid on behalf of Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad immediately gave the money to that person to support this group of people. Now this money, it's like the down payment for example, some kind of food that will be harvested, for example, 2 months later. So they agreed now, Zayd ibn Sa'na, this powerful rabbi, with the Prophet Muhammad, that he will receive this food, let's say, for example, by the 30th of June, for example, okay? Look what he did. Now, in the 27th of June, these dates from me, just to make it simple for you, which means 3 days before the due date, he came to Prophet Muhammad. Still 3 days to the due time. He just waiting for him. He was attending a janazah. When the Prophet Muhammad finished the janazah, Zayd ibn Sa'na came in front of the Sahaba, and Umar al-Khattab was exactly next to Prophet Muhammad. He came to him and he captured the Prophet Muhammad from, you know, the edge of his abaya, the cloak like this, and he said, Ya Muhammad, أدي ما عليك وما كنت أعلم يا بني عبد المطلب أنكم قوم مطلوب. You know, in Arabic, he insulted him and insulted his tribe and his people and his clan in a very tough word. He said, Ya Muhammad, pay my rights. Okay? You have to pay my rights that you owe me, even though still the due time has not come yet. He said, pay what you owe me. I did not know that you, the sons of Abdul Muttalib, you are trying, you know, to escape from paying the rights of others. He insulted them. Umar ibn Khattab became literally mad. So he was about to kill him. Even the riwayah says, it's by the way, one of the basic riwayah of this, it's narrated in Sahih ibn Hibban, or Hadith Sahih ibn Hibban. But some other narrations, plus other narrations. قال فأخذت عينا عمر تدور في وجهه وحمر وجهه من الغضب. His eyes became, you know, like a circle. He was very angry. And by the way, when Umar is angry, many men, they go down to their knees, by the way. I'm not exaggerating. Umar is a phenomenal figure. It's not a normal thing. When he's angry, some people might lose their conscious. They go to the emergency. But Umar is not something, it's something unique. Again, for Angus, he was about to kill him because he was very rude and tough with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Prophet Muhammad, he stopped Umar ibn Khattab. He said, Ya Umar, kunna ahwaja minka aw ilayka bihada. He said, kana al-ajdar, in another narration, kana al-ajdar bika ya Umar an ta'murahu bihusn al-muqadaa wa al-talab wa an ta'murani bihusn al-adaa. He said, look now, the one who became angry, the one who was insulted, Prophet Muhammad. The one who became angry, Umar al-Khattab. Umar al-Khattab was about to kill that person. Prophet Muhammad stopped Umar al-Khattab. Then he advised Umar al-Khattab, he said, Ya Umar, you should have done something better. Just, you should have asked him to be nice in asking me, and you should have asked me to pay him back his rights. Then said, Ya Umar, اذهب إلى بيت مال المسلمين. أدي له ما له علينا وزده 20 صاعا بدل ما روعته. He said, Ya Umar, go to the treasury of the بيت مال المسلمين, pay him what we owe him, plus add on top of that 20 صاع. 20 صاع, like something they say, if I'm not mistaken, plus 80 kilograms. In addition to that, like a gift of, we are sorry because we scared you because of Umar. Umar went with him, he gave him his right, and he gave an addition. He said, why this addition? He said, Prophet Muhammad told me to give it to you. Prophet Muhammad told you to give it to me even though I insulted him. He said, yes. Then he said, Ya Umar, do you know me? قال هل تعرفني عمر؟ قال لا من أنس؟ قال أنا زيد بن السعنة. قال الحبر! Because he was not recognizing his face from Khattab. قال أنت الحبر! You are the Rabai? He said, yes. قال ما الذي فعلك أن تقوم بما قلت؟ Why did you say what you have said to Prophet Muhammad? قال والله now hear my point, my citing point. قال يا ابن الخطاب إني وجدت صفات الرسول كلها موجودة في كتبنا إلا اثنتين. He said I have found in my checklist, my site, everything is applicable except two things. قال مكتوب عندنا أن هذا النبي من ضمن صفاته قال يسبق حلمه غضبه. قال وكلما ازداد جهل الجاهل عليه ازداد حلما. Look, here's my point now, just record. قال it was written in our sacred box, in addition to other things that I have found true, that this prophet basically always, his patience comes before his anger, always. It's impossible to be provoked, to be angry. And plus, whoever, whenever is trying to provoke him, to be, you know, rude with him, to make him angry, whatever you do, insult him, in addition, you provoke him, he will become more patient. No way to provoke him. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was not angry unless if Allah's right is attacked. Just. قال وإني أشهدك يا عمر أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. Then he declared the shahada in front of Umar. Then Umar took him to Prophet Muhammad and he said to Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, Yashadu la ilaha wa annaka Rasulullah. Because I found these two characteristics, manners, items in my checklist are completely khalas. I have no nothing. You are the Prophet, I know. Now, then he became one of the great Sahaba and he passed away in Ghazwat Tabuk. Radiallahu anhu. The story is finished. My point, what do you think my point is? My biggest point is one of the amazing things that the Jewish were getting the Prophet was not how genius in mathematics the Prophet is. It was not how amazing in science the Prophet is, with all due respect. Okay? It was not how genius in business matters the Prophet is. It was how great in his ethical manners was. We have to know this. This is what made him the great prophet. Not his IQ level, by the way. By the way, the greatness of Muhammad has nothing to do with his genius or cleverness. His greatness came because he's a prophet by the chosen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَظَمَةُ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ الْوَحِي وَالنُّبُوَّةِ لَا بِشَيْءٍ آخَرٍ. Allah has chosen him, he became great because he became a prophet, not because anything that was not mentioned. So it's a good message for us, basically. If you want to know what is the best in the sight of Allah, if you want to be a good Muslim, to put a list. What are the priorities? It's your ethics, your manners, your morals. Everything else is marginal. My khatra is finished, but because it's not always I can mention this, it's just an additional added value. It's part of my field. Many people, they don't know that, look, what I said at the beginning, Zayd ibn Sa'na, he was waiting for the Prophet. Depending on what. Many people, they don't know that Jewish, when they were living in Palestine, at the AD year 70, the Roman leader, the dictator Roman leader, his name is Titus. You know, he came and simply he tried to destroy Jerusalem completely. He killed thousands of Jews. He burned maybe half of the city. He was about to kill most of the Jews. So they flee from Palestine, Jerusalem, which is, you know, the tribes of Bani al-Qaynuqa, Bani al-Nadir, and Khaybar. 540 years before the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came from Palestine. They were chasing the signs of the Torah that a prophet will be sent. في أرض ذات نخل عند جبال فاران. The description, they were confused between Khaybar and Al-Madinah. 540 years before the coming of Prophet Muhammad, because they came in 70 AD. Prophet Muhammad was born in 570 AD, and he was sent as a prophet in 610 AD. Look, 540 years before the coming, they were waiting for him, but they thought he will be from the people of Israel. You got my point? Their biggest, you know, surprise that he came from the Arabs. But that's why they were, it's not just waiting. They have the full list of every details of characteristics of him to a degree that, can I add just something substantial? It's just an considered as an educational session now. Not sort of about just, okay? Have you heard about Safiya radiallahu anha? Safiya, who's Safiya? Umm al-Mu'mineen. She used to be the daughter of Huyay ibn Akhtab, Zaim ibn al-Nadir, from the descendant of Harun alayhi salam. Her grandfather is Harun, her uncle is Musa alayhi salam. She says after she became Umm al-Mu'mineen and the wife of Prophet, قالت كنت جارية في حجر أبي حين قدم محمد المدينة صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, I was like a young girl, like a youth, living in the house of my father. Her father is Huyay ibn Akhtab, one of the great leaders and the big rabbis of Jewish community in Al-Madinah. Huyay ibn Akhtab, from the descendant of Nasl هارون حاخام وقائد سياسي لبني النضير. She says, كنت في هجر أبي. I was living with my house. When Prophet Muhammad came to المدينة, قال فجاء عمي ياسر. My uncle Yasser came to my father. When Prophet came to the Medina, قال فخرجا. قال فعادا بغير الوجه الذي خرجا به. They came and with another face. There's something, you know, serious with them. They were not able to talk outside. When they came and they closed the door, قال, I hear them saying the following. Yasser, her uncle, is asking her father, Hayr ibn Akhtar, Ahuwa, is it him? قال, Huwa, it is him. Ahuwa, is it him? Huwa, it's him. Ahuwa, three times. It is him. فما أنت فاعل؟ قال, أقاتلنه حتى أموت. He said, okay, if it's him, what will we do? He's from the Arabs. He's not from the people of Israel. What will we do? قال, I will fight him till I die. Amazing. Amazing. That's why don't ever think that sometimes some people, they don't follow the truth because they are not convinced. No. They might be fully convinced. So we have another problem, heart disease. Do you think Iblis was not convinced that Allah is Allah? Do you think that Iblis was not aware that Allah is the creator? قال ربي بما خلقتني. Wallahi. He said, ربي بما خلقتني. He was admitting that Allah is the creator. He was admitting that Allah is controlling everything. Yet, قال لن أستطيع refused it. What is this? Is it information? No. Is it conviction? No. It's what? Kibr, arrogance. It's a heart disease. So let's literally, let's be careful looking to this. It's not a matter by the way of knowledge. Because I think none of us is having more knowledge than Iblis. Definitely, yet he refused. Lacking knowledge? No. Not convinced? No. Fully convinced? He knows. But he refused. That's why he deserves eternally the hell. Fire. So let's review basically our attitudes from right and wrong when we see the things. It's not just knowing. That's why the beauty of Islam, it was designed by Allah. By the way, Judaism is revolved around chosen people, Jews, okay? Judaism. Christianity is revolved around Jesus Christ. Buddhism revolved around Buddha. Islam revolves around submission to the will of your Lord. The core point of Islam is to submit yourself, which means, Ya Allah, alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. What do you want from me? This is the core point of Islam. But I don't feel, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, submit yourself. Otherwise, you will be from the other party. Asal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that not let anyone of us to be from the other party. Inshallah. Allahumma ij'alna muslimina, haqqa mu'minina, haqqa wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sorry for this extension in the time.